Pokedex number 189. Jumpluff Season. Written by John Fadris. Read by Wilfriede 0815. Summary. Professor Elm laughed. It's always Jumpluff Season in Johto. When Professor Augustine Sycamore walked out of the Goldenrod City Airport, the first thing he did was rip off his mask and take a fresh, clean breath after 16 hours of recycled airplane air. The second thing he did was sneeze 4 times in a row and fumble his mask back on. He stumbled across the 2 lanes of traffic to where Professor Elm was waiting at his car and gave the other man a miserable look. "It's Jumpluff season," Professor Sycamore said, once they were close enough to be heard over the overhead rush of planes and the idling grumble of car exhaust and the cries of Pokemon and the babbling rush of travelers. "Why didn't you tell me it was Jumpluff season?" Professor Elm laughed. "It's always Jumpluff season at Johto." "Ugh," Professor Sycamore replied, fumbling in his jacket until he found the travel pack of tissues stashed in one of the pockets. "I forgot." Elm kept laughing. "We'd better stop at the Pokemon Center then." At the Pokemon Center, while Professor Elm got in a few minutes of work with one of the more senior nurses, Professor Sycamore stood by the front desk and watched trainers come and go while he waited for another nurse to bring him allergy meds. When he looked out the windows, a cloud of Jumpluff floated past in the sky, faint, cottony spores drifting down from them and disappearing as the wind picked up and blew them away, in search of another Jumpluff to join and produce eggs with. As he watched, he sneezed wetly again, groaning and peeling his mask away to wipe up the mess. Why was it always the cutest Pokemon who caused the biggest problems? The end.